Update from Alexander Field. Latest tweet I see from Purdue Baseball. Boilermakers up 5-2 in the fourth. Their game against Bowling Green. So Purdue trying to bounce back from being shut out the day before at Ball State. So good start there for Purdue Baseball. Duff and Stewart back with you. Still time to text the show, 765-447-4080, with your thoughts about the Boilermakers and Old Dominion. We're going to head out to Hartford and bring in Brian Newbert from goldenblack.com. Hartford, the site of the Purdue-Old Dominion game coming up on Thursday night. And Brian, good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Fine and dandy. Thanks so much for jumping here on with us here on such a busy day for you. What's happening today? Any news around the Boilermakers or the Monarchs?
Not news per se, but, you know, we're all just here scrambling for our stories. Hopefully we'll all have different stories, limiting the absurdity of what we're doing here. But no real news, obviously. I know people are talking about, like, Carson Edwards back and stuff like that. He was asked in the press conference about it. Saying he's fine, as he's been saying for a couple days. I'm not really sure what to make of all of that. But it just seems like, you know, this is kind of about kind of getting familiar with the opponent for us. And this seems like a game where if Old Dominion has its way, Purdue's going to have to adjust its tempo. They're going to have to be ready to play this game slow, be ready to do some things, maybe shake things loose a little bit, because this will be a pretty methodical, a term Old Dominion used with some pride, a pretty methodical and a pretty disciplined team. So when Purdue has struggled at times this season, they have played into the hands of the opponent. And I think tomorrow is probably another one of those examples, like just about every other game for Purdue this season, where it's going to want to take good shots, it's going to want to not turn the ball over.
Chat with Brian Newbert from goldenblack.com on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And before we get into the tempo possibility on Thursday, with Carson and his back, is this a big deal or no big deal Thursday?
I don't think it's a huge deal. You know, if you watched the last play of the Minnesota game, the potential game winner that he got off, that was a pretty explosive move he made to cut out of that double team, and that was after playing 30-some minutes. I'm sure if there's some discomfort, that's obviously not ideal, and I'm sure it's probably something that doesn't make for the best case scenario for him at this point in the season. But I don't know if he necessarily looked limited from a physical perspective against Minnesota. If you ask me, you're asking my opinion here. I didn't think he looked particularly limited, but he would obviously know better than me. He did say that was the most the back has hurt through the course of however long he's been dealing with this. So obviously he's in some discomfort that he's presumably going to have to play through a little bit here.
Brian, when you talk about this tempo of Old Dominion being slowed down, what can we do to dictate that tempo?
Push the ball in transition best you can, get defensive stops more than anything, force turnovers in the half court. I think you're seeing Purdue lately, with Nojel Eastern being a lot more aggressive off the dribble, I think you're seeing Purdue being a little more opportunistic, bringing the ball up the floor. Carson Edwards has always been that way. So Purdue has the capability. Matt Harms can certainly run the floor probably better than Old Dominion's big man, probably better than anything Old Dominion's seen all year long from a center. So Purdue can just as soon flip the preferred tempo Old Dominion wants to play this game at on its side very quickly. It certainly has the capability to do that. If it can't, then it's going to have to be as disciplined as it can possibly be in this game to not play right into Old Dominion's hands and lose ugly, kind of the way Purdue at the end of the Big Ten regular season was winning ugly.
The other thing, you know, that concerns me when listening to Coach Painter talk about this game is the fact that they have three big guys that are really good in there that can block shots. And if obviously we know a big part of Carson's game is driving and attacking the hoop. But as of late, you know, his shots are getting blocked. He's not getting the fouls. Is there any concern about, you know, if he's not hitting from outside and driving, him having success on those big guys?
Yes. you know, I don't know how good Old Dominion's big men are, but I know Matt Stockman from Minnesota isn't exactly Shaquille O'Neal. And he blocked like 7 shots in Minneapolis against Purdue, largely because Carson Edwards sort of fell into the over-aggressiveness trap he can fall into sometimes, put his head down, drove to the basket, and drove right into the bigs. You know, Purdue, obviously, and this isn't a new story, this isn't a particularly hot opinion here, Purdue is better by a mile when Carson Edwards is making the best decisions he can make. And that's always been a process. That's always been a, you know, it happens sometimes and then it doesn't happen a bunch of times. You just don't want it to happen at the end of games like it has in the 2 of these last 3 losses to Minnesota. The thing is, expecting different in a player's 91st college start is probably a bad idea. So I guess I don't know what to tell you. It's just you kind of wait to get into that moment and hope he handles things the right way when he's in position to. Or you just stay out of those positions altogether by being that much better everywhere else and not having to worry about it in the final 5 minutes of the game. I guess. I mean, I don't know if there's an easy answer there.
With Brian Newbert from GoldenBlack.com on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And we were talking earlier about, you know, the usual, you know, names here of Edwards, Klein, Harms, Eastern, Eifert that have been down this road with NCAA tournament games. But how do you think Williams, Boudreaux, Wheeler, Stefanovic, Hunter, how do you think they're going to handle their first game on this big stage on Thursday night?
Well, you never really know until you do. The thing is, Purdue just played for a Big Ten title. There was a lot at stake every game they played here for the last 6 weeks. And one would think that would sort of replicate. I obviously didn't play the game at a high level, so it's hard for me to say. I didn't play the game at any level. But it's hard to really know. But one would think, generally speaking, that having played in a bunch of high-stakes games here the last 6 weeks would at least steel their nerves a little bit to the point where this might not be as big a deal as if it were truly their first ever game of this level of relevance. I think what you saw last year in Matt Harms, remember, he had to come in and start one of these games after Isaac Haas got hurt. He played really well against Butler. I think when you look at guys who've been playing in their first NCAA tournaments, I don't know if you necessarily see a trend of them, you know, not being great because of the moment. I think this team has a lot of newcomers, obviously, people who haven't been in this moment, but I think they've been in enough moments here through the course of the last 6 months, probably 5-6 months, especially the last 6 weeks or so, where no moment should be so big for them that they can't function.
So when you look at this matchup with Old Dominion and we mentioned those new guys, which one of those new guys might be in position to really do some damage on Thursday?
Oh, I would have to say Travion Williams for sure, simply because he's going to be the one in the most position to, because he's going to play half the game at a very important position. When he's been good, you know, Purdue obviously has been very good. There's been direct correlation there. You know, he finished the regular season on an upswing. You know, he was really good at Northwestern, maybe one of the best games he played all season long. And then I thought he was pretty good, especially at the offensive end against Minnesota in the Big Ten tournament. Had Purdue won that game, like they very well could have, Travion Williams would have made game-changing plays to affect that outcome, because he had a couple of really big buckets there late, a really big offensive rebound that he turned into a bucket. Purdue needed to get the ball inside more in the final few minutes of that game because that's what got it back in that game, and that's what put it in position to win, and they didn't do it. And I would think that, you know, kind of coming into this game, again, Old Dominion has some size, but I think Purdue has markedly better size. And I would have to think Purdue is going to try to balance things out a little bit here from an offensive perspective, really try to get the ball inside some. And obviously Travion Williams is going to be a big part of that.
Brian, when you talk about this game, you know, we lose to Minnesota. We win Northwestern, but, you know, we have to share the title. And then we're out again in the Big Ten tournament against Minnesota. Where do you think this team's confident level is? Are they happy with where they're at right now?
I would have to think they're fine. I mean, at the end of the day, they're still coming into this thing as a champion, as a conference champion. They're coming into this thing as a 3 seed, and that's a lower number than all the 2 teams in their region. So I would have to think, you know, Purdue has done enough. Purdue has proven itself enough to where it should have a measure of confidence about it coming into this thing. The other part of this, too, is when you get to that back half of the Big Ten schedule, it's kind of like mud wrestling. It's just ugly, and people know everyone so well. The coaching is so damn good. The scouting is so good. In a lot of these games, Northwestern not being one of them, but in a lot of these games, you know, Purdue plays Minnesota twice in 2 weeks, and they already played them earlier in the year. So these are opponents that know one another. They know their vulnerabilities. They know how to beat them in a lot of senses. When you get to the NCAA tournament, that sort of pressure lifts. You kind of get to take people by surprise. The familiarity gets taken away. That goes both ways, of course, because, you know, for as much as Minnesota knew how to beat Purdue, Purdue knew how to beat Minnesota. Now, Old Dominion doesn't know anything about Purdue, or didn't before it started watching film. It hasn't played Purdue or this current form of Purdue. So there's a kind of newness there that's probably refreshing to those involved, that they're not playing the same teams over and over and over again that know everything you're doing. So I think that's probably something every year that brings about a little confidence too, when these teams in really tough leagues get out of their conference play.